What do you call the shelf over a fireplace?
Metal piece.
What do you call the things that the logs rest on in a fireplace?
Fire tone.
Now these aren't the things you pick things up with, but the
fire grates. Hearth grates.
Okay. Well, now suppose you're burning wood instead of coal, and you just had two metal things in the fireplace that
didn't put the logs on. That's what I'm throwing.
And you call it hearth grates.
Yeah.
Okay. What do you call the small pieces of wood that are used to start a fire?
Kindling wood.
Okay. And what do you call particularly rich pieces of wood that you cut into little slivers to get
fat lighter.
Okay. Well, let's see. What do you call a small room for hanging clothes in?
Coat closet.
Okay. What do you call the overlapping horizontal boards on the outside of a house? You know, when they build a house, put overlapping the boards like this. What do you call those?
Oh, that's siding.
Okay. What do you call the covered area at the front or the side of a house where some chairs might be placed? You might say the oak.
Patio.
Okay. Now, would you finish this sentence for me, please? The old ladies like to sit in their rocking chairs out on the
front porch.
Okay. What do you call a small porch, often with no roof?
Entrance of it. You mean that all I could think of?
And incidentally, Mr. B, if you don't normally use a word for this particular thing, you know, tell me that too, because that's just as important as if you do.
We call ours a side entrance.
Okay.
And we have that ceiling small ports.
Okay. What do you call a small place where cows are enclosed before milking?
Cow pen.
What do you call a wall or a fence that's made out of rocks or stones? Of course, you all don't have them.
We don't have them.
This questionnaire was made up by people in North Georgia, and you can tell that from a lot of questions.
Right.
What are the various kinds of wood fences?
Well, we have straight wood board fence, and we have rail fence, and then rails are split out of timber, pine timber.
Uh-huh.
But I don't think we have that kind of timber today, not too much of it in this area.
Yeah, I asked Mr. I was asking him the same question. He said that just about everybody's got wire fences now.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, what do you call a large wooden vessel that's open at the top for carrying milk or water? When somebody goes to milk the cows, he might carry one of these things by a milk
pail.
Okay. Now, would you call it a milk pail if you were carrying water in it? Or, I mean, is that the term for the thing, no matter what you carry in it?
Well, I don't really know that particular part of it. Now, we used to have a milk bucket.
Uh-huh.
And it had old strainer gourds with cheesecloth, or not cheesecloth, but it was something like flour sack cloth, thin cloth stretched over that, and we poured out of the bucket then and strain it into another container, see?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
Like that. And we call that a milk bucket back in my day and coming up, see?
Milk bucket. Well, that's the kind of thing I'm interested in, so that's good. So then the term that you'd use rather than milk pail would be milk bucket for the summer.
Milk bucket, that's right.
What do you call a bucket that's made out of metal? Still call it a bucket, or do you call
bucket.
It something?
Hey, Edgar, how you doing? She's just getting a little information about the history of Manor and the history of this section of the country and so forth.
What do you call a heavy iron thing that's used in the kitchen for frying things on the stove?
Iron griddle.
Okay. Have you ever heard the term spider?